from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Snowstorms have been almost relentless in Timmins lately. The city's public works manager, Shane Skinner, says it's been impossible to keep up. Workers have been on the roads 24 hours a day, plowing and hauling snow to several snow dumps around the city.
13,793 dump trucks full as of February 26th.
That's the latest figure available, and as Skinner notes, it's been greatly escalating since then. He estimates that's about double the number of last year. The workers and equipment are challenged to keep roads that are priorities for safety and traffic flow open and having to return to them sooner than usual.
We're still getting to our secondary roads as we speak as well this week. Be patient. We're going to do our best to get there with the equipment we have.
The next challenge, as soon as this weekend, will be temperatures well above zero, causing melting, ponding, and flooding. Rock on the River is back at Hollinger Park on July 18th and 19th, featuring some pretty well-known musical acts. Friday is Rock Night, followed by Country Night on Saturday. It features Mick Jean from Cochrane and Corey Marks from North Bay. Timmins Festival and Events Committee Chair John Olufsen says internet sensation Cooper Allen, known for his country mashups, will also perform and team up with headliner Brett Kissel, multi-award-winning Canadian artist.
And what's interesting is Cooper and Brett have a song, the two of us. Hopefully, well, I'm sure they will play it.
My give a damn's empty, so I'm filling up my cup. Hell yeah, that makes two of us.
Tickets are available at rotr.ca, and our full interview with John Olufsen is on mytimmonsnow.com. Ontario Premier Doug Ford's power play has prompted U.S. President Donald Trump to double down on tariffs against Canadian steel and aluminum exports. On social media today, Trump says tariffs on metals will ratchet up to 50% tomorrow unless the province removes the 25% tax slapped on electricity exports. The president also calls the current trade association between Canada and the U.S. everything from egregious to abusive. Trump also says he'll soon be declaring a national emergency on electricity, which will, quote, allow the U.S. to quickly do what has to be done to alleviate an abusive threat from Canada. He also ramped up the 51st state rhetoric, but added we'll still be allowed to play O Canada.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.